Okay, if you see, we'll have a slight introduction. We're going to learn about Hala. Okay, so if you see on the WhatsApp group, there's a nice picture of a person with a ball of dough. Now, this ball of dough, but this photograph is actually not so good because really it should be a little bit bigger than that. So in order, when you see your wife making challah or whoever, or you make challah, and you say, oh, did you remember to take challah? Did you remember to take challah? You're actually supposed to say, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, you should know that is that's chulin atavulin l'challah. It's chulin atavulin l'challah. Meaning, basically, it's got challah in it. Once you've got a certain amount of dough, yeah, it's kind of got so. It's now tevel. It's got tevel. So that's chulin hatavulin l'challah. Okay.
What is tevulin?
Tevulin means mixed. That's on that. I actually wrote that as well. Tevel means mixed. So there's a mixture over there.
As opposed to
tevila.
One's with
a tet. No, they're both with tet. Okay. Yes. Okay. So now, another thing we need to know. Challah, yeah, is basically in the tumor chart. Challah is like truma. Challah is actually called in the Torah truma sometimes. So therefore, challah is basically a shlishi. So you can understand now what happens. We're going to see in the Gemara. What happens if you've got this challah tavulin? Sorry. Chulin atavulin the challah, meaning you've got a big lump before you take the challah. Now, so you're going to, there's challah kind of in there. So is that going to be a shlishi, like challah?
Like truma.
Oh, like truma, yes. Thank you. Or is it going to be a sheni because it's still chulin?
Is that the difference between normal chulin tevel?
That would also apply.
Yeah, so
basically, once you've got once you've got something that's basically, right now it's chulin, but it's on the way to have things taken out of it, do we look at it at like the new, where it's going to go to, or look at it as it is now? And we actually, right, okay.
Why is it called truma?
You have to remove it after remove it. Also.
What's that?
Why is it called truma? You're saying
truma is once you take it off. Oh, yeah, the truma is the right. Right.
It's going to be,
okay. Now, fine. So I think we're ready. No. There's another thing. No. One more thing. Challah. Yeah. Challah. When you take challah, yeah, you need a certain amount of dough to take challah on. I'm making this easy for the figures. This is not halachah ma'aseh. Yeah. It's, let's say it's 2.4 kilos. Okay, to take challah from. Okay. Now, the din, we don't really take challah properly nowadays, but the din is for a normal person, if he's not a baker, yeah, he's doing it at home, he's supposed to take a 24th. Challah is supposed to be a 24th of his dough. So now, if you've got 2.4 kilograms, that's what I'm telling you, 100. Yep. Right, 100 grams, oh yeah, that's what he said, 100 grams. So basically, we've got this lump of dough, right, and you're supposed to take 100 grams of challah, okay, from it. Now, let's get into the Gemara. And now, again, we're trying to prove over here as well. Remember, we're trying to prove that there's no shlishi in chulin. Okay, now, so, Gil, hey, 5 lines up from the bottom. Rebbe Eleza, number 5, this is the last one. And then we're going to get onto easy Gemaras after this. This is the end of the bumpy bit. The Tanan. This is actually quite straightforward. Rebbe Eleza, Oimer. Challah. Okay, fine. So before this, introduce this. This is talking about, we're in a problematic situation because this coin was Tomei, or the person was Tomei, and we've got this lump of challah with that guy. You see that guy with the two hands over there? So it's a bit dodgy. He's Tommy, that guy. And that was Tommy, chulin atavulin l'challah. Right? You've got this big lump of dough, and it's Tommy. So now, if you take challah from this, the kohen can't eat it because he can't eat Tommy challah. Right? It's also to eat truma that's Tommy and challah that's Tommy. A kohen's not allowed to eat it. So we've got a bit of a problem over here, yeah? You've got an obligation to take challah, but this thing's tomei, right? And you've got to give it to the Kohen, but you're not really doing him a favor, or maybe not even not allowed, to give him tomei challah. So what are you going to do to circumvent this problem? Okay? So maybe just throw it in the bin or burn it. But Rabbi Eliezer says...
But this guy is a Rishon?
Yeah. And that, in fact, is an Av. It doesn't matter. No, the Gemara is going to speak... No, you're right, it does matter, and we get to on a base. Yeah, you're correct. Correct. No, really, you're right. It totally does matter, but we're going to get to that. But the point, for right now, it's Tommy. Okay, we'll get... Very good, Yoav. Yes. You're ahead of the game. Correctly, Yoav. He said that was brilliant. Yes, you were right. I'm very, focused, you know, over here. So, yes. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chala Niteles, right? This tomato, minha tahoira, al a tamea, on account of the tamea. So basically, you have two doughs, exactly. You've got two doughs, each one which is over 2.4 kilo. Yeah, one is tomei and one is toa. Right? So what you're going to do is you're basically going to take from the tomei on the toa. So Kate said, how do you do that? Right? Shtei isois, you've got two doughs. Right, achas tahoira, one is tahoira, yeah, but achas tamea, and one is tamea. So what do you do? So now noitel kidei chala, you take kidei chala, which is a 24th, right? Meisa from the isa, which is tahoira, right? Shelo hurma chalasa, that you haven't already taken chala from, right? So it's a dough which you haven't taken chala from. And in addition to that, the noisein pochos mikabeta beemta. Because kadei, right, I'll go explain this. Kadei litol mina mukaf. So you can take from the mukaf. So this is another halacha in challah, right? Another halacha in challah is when you take challah from one thing on the other, they have to be like connected. So let's say I've got a challah here, right now where I'm here, and there's a challah, so I've got a dough by me, and there's a dough by Yoav at the end of the table, right, 6 meters away, okay? So I can't take, maybe if the table would join them together, I don't know, but I can't take challah on Yoav's thing because we'd have to bring them together, close to the other. That's called minamukov, okay? So now what we're doing, so let's just explain what we did, yeah? So if you look on this picture over here, yeah, on the blue bluish bubbly things, right at the bottom. So the large one over there. So basically, we've got a large dough. So Fran, you want to show Gil? You don't want to show him. Okay. The large dough, yeah, is the 2,400. That's Tommy dough, right? So you see that on the right hand side, there's the 100. Right, that's the 24th, which you take from the Tahor dough. Okay, but the thing is, you have to connect, yeah, in order to take challah, you have to connect them. So you have to, you get a little ball of dough, there's a third ball of dough, and put it in the middle and connect them.
But then it'll become tamei.
That's the whole point, it's not going to become tamei.
It's less than the kibbutzim.
Not according to the Baitre and Amud Beis though. So good, but... Okay, we'll see, right? So basically, this is how, so the question, how does he do this? Basically, you got your big dough, yeah? You've got the amount of challah there, and you connect them with a little bit of dough in the middle, right?
Which dough is this one?
That's the challah tamea.
Not supposed.
Yes. Okay, so now, turn the page. The chomim say you cannot do this. This is not a viable solution. You just cannot do this. Okay. Now, Vatanya, we got another Brisa. This is Israel was bringing a good point. Kibetza, we say in Rebbe Eliezer Shita that little bit in the middle can be a kibetza as well.
Okay. That changes things.
Yeah. Fine. So that's the case, right? So now we've got these three lumps of dough. Yeah. One's tomei, we got one's came from the tar dough on the right side, and then in the middle we've got a little bit, either according to Rabbi Eliezer, less than a kibetza, or it is a kibetza. Now, savruha, When it says Savrua over here means the people in the Beis Medrash thought, right, this is how they're going to suggest what they think the machlok is over here, between Rabbi Elazar and the Chomim. Basically, Rabbi Elazar allows this procedure and the Chomim don't allow this procedure, right? Edi ve'edi, both of them, is be'isa rishona. Here you go, Yoav. Right? The Isa is Tomei on the level of a Rishon. Right? So that big lump of Tomei stuff is a Rishon. Right? And also, they also hold this, V'chulin ha-tevulin l'chala, and chulin that is tevulin l'chala means it's a dough that needs chala taken from it, is lo k'chala domu. It's, we don't look at it as chala, I mean, it's not like truma, and that means it's still like chulin. Therefore, there's only, we're taking this, it only goes to a sheni, right? We just said that five people disagree with Rabbi Akiva, yeah, that chulin only goes to a sheni. Okay. My lab, bahakim iflagi, on the arguing in the following thing, yeah, demar, that Rabbi Elazar, savar, he holds, ein sheni, ose shlishi. A sheni's not gonna do a shlishi, b'chulin. So let's think about it, right? So Yoav, now very good. We got that dough, which is right, the big lump of tomei dough, which is a rishon, and then you got that little bit of dough in the middle. So what's going to happen to that? It's going to become a sheni, right? And that chala over there that you're going to take the chala from is not chala yet. So that can't make a shlishi. So what you do is you take it off and say a herezu chala, and then now it's disconnected, yeah, and now it becomes chala, and now it's not connected to the sheni anymore, so it's not a problem. Right? Got it? Right? Again, the chala, the tommy stuff is a rishon, the bit in the middle is going to become a sheni, but now, and that can't affect a shlishi, because there's no shlishi in chulin, so therefore we see also here that Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that there's no shlishi in chulin.
So where the tiny bit in the middle come from?
We created that. We just put that there.
From where though? Which color? Which
two? From the Tahor color.
They're both from the Tahor.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know if it matters. Yes. The Tahor color. Okay. So that's Shitas Rabbi Elazar Umar Savar. And this, right, Umar Savar means the Chachamim Sheni Oseh Shlishi Bechulin. That Sheni does make a shlishi in chulin, therefore it's not going to help you because the big one is going to tammy the little one, which is going to tammy the chala. So I'm a Rav Mori Breda Rav Kana. He says it's not true. What you savrua, yeah. I'll tell you though, actually, the kuli alma, everybody agrees. Right, guess what we're going to say? Ain sheni ose shlishi. A sheni can't make a shlishi. We're going to put him with the majority opinion. Vahacha, what's the machlokis over here? Bechulin atavulin chala. This, right, chulin that has chala in it, which you haven't taken, kamifligi. They're arguing with regards to this. Demar, savar, that the chomim believe that we say, sin as you're going to take chala from it, kachala damo is like chala, and therefore it's affected by a shlishi, because chala is like truma, and truma has a shlishi, so this eight is not going to work. Right, because you've got the Rishon big dough touching the little bit in the middle, which is going to be sheni, and then the sheni is going to make a shlishi, because there's a shlishi in truma and challah, right? Amar Sava and Rabbi Elazar holds lo kechallah damu. It's not like challah, so therefore it's just like normal chulin, and there's no shlishi in chulin, and therefore it's going to be fine. The ibai seima, or an alternative suggestion, yeah. Dekuli alma, everyone agrees, right? Chulin at chavulin l'chala, that chulin needs to have chala taken from it. Lo chachala damu is not like chala. Okay, so therefore, what's the problem, right? The ain sheni oise shlishi, and a sheni doesn't make a shlishi, but chulin. Okay, so it sounds really good over here, yeah? So the hacha, this is the dispute, if it's b'muta ligroim tuma l'chulin, is it permissible to create tumor in the chulin sheba eretz Yisrael kumifligi? The chomim are of the opinion that we don't like tumor in eretz Yisrael. There's other places for tumor. Right? So therefore, that even though, yeah?
There's a little bit in between, right? That's always, that everyone agrees can become Tameh. Because it's going to be a shape, it's going to be...
It's the middle point we're focusing on over here. Right, very good. Right. Over here, it's a totally different issue. Right? Why did the Chum not like it? They just say, because the poor little middle guy, yeah? You're going to make him Tameh for the sake of the Challah, right? You've got the first big lump and then the middle one, and the one in the middle, and the, right? That middle guy is the Korban. You're going to make him Tameh in order for you can take your Challah. So the Chum say you're not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to create Tumah, even to Chulin, because the middle one's going to become a Shani, right? The first one touches the middle one. The middle is going to be Shani, so now it's Tameh. So you would just Tameh some Chulin up. We don't do that in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, and Marsava and Rebbe Eleza believes that it's for maybe in this, at least for this, in this scenario, is Mutter Ligroim Tumah L'Chulin. It's Mutter to create Tumah L'Chulin Shabba Eretz Yisrael. I think I read it wrong. Just wait. Again, Marsava, I did it the long way around. I didn't read it. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, first Rebbe Eleza. Marsava Mutter Ligroim Tumah L'Chulin Shabba Eretz Yisrael. He held his Mutter. And the Chachamim Masava also the growing Tumah L'Chulin Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful. So, but the point is, we see over there that a Sheni does not make a Shlishi in Chulin.